Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. My guest now is Whitehorse-based writer Joanna Lilly. She's giving a writing class tonight from 6 to 9 p.m., and she has another reading and craft talk tomorrow, Tuesday, at 7 p.m. We'll give you the details of all that here in just a minute. Joanna, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here.
It's nice to have you down. This is in coordination with 49 Writers, is that right?
That's right, yes, yes. They invited me to come over from Whitehorse in the Yukon over the border, yeah.
All right, well, welcome down to Juno. It's great to have you here. A novelist, a poet. Mm-hmm. You write essays as well, it looks like.
Occasionally, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Not so much, but yes.
All right, tell us more about yourself.
So I moved to Canada from the UK 12 years ago, and it's a really wonderful community. I think we have quite a few connections, really, between Juno and Whitehorse. So I emigrated. I wanted to live in a bigger place with maybe fewer people, more mountains and rivers and all that kind of thing, yeah.
How long have you been up there now?
For 12 years, yeah.
Okay. All right, so it looks like you have a book of poetry with you, among others. Do you want to read us a piece?
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you very much. This is a poem from my second poetry collection. It's called If There Were Roads, and it's very much about writing about place and that emigration experience, and the workshop tonight is looking at that as well. So this poem, it's called 10 Mile Cabin, and it was very much inspired by when I moved to Whitehorse 12 years ago, I was very intimidated by all the very capable people and many very capable women who were building houses and, you know, changing tires and electricians and all these amazing things. So this poem comes out of that feeling of being too urban and inexperienced. 10 Mile Cabin. I felt a bit like that too, the dog wanting to be told what to do while trees were being timbered, hauled through snow to the jetty, one limbing, one standing on the trunk, while another soared. I fathomed a job for myself eventually. I pulled the logs up from the lake to the cabin in the plastic pulk, the dog coming up and down with me, both of us slipping in the same spot, every time. Later, in the dark, in a bunk, giving up on the wood stove, swaddled in my thick, fat sleeping bag, I lay on my back, eyes in a bundle of body. I recollected oblivious, umbilical warmth, a mass of comfort, when nothing was upside down, not even me. Skiing 10 miles home, on white rises, sloping back to level fields or lakes, we couldn't tell. Everything was constant, broad, the snow, the sun, the sky. I kept stopping to take my hat off so I could hear the silence better. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Putting words in their place, human geography, that's the title of your workshop
that's
or your
right.
writing class tonight. Is there room in that, by the way?
Well, I'm not actually sure, but I think if you go to 49writers.org and click, hopefully you can find out. Yeah.
All right. And so, again, that's from 6 to 9 tonight. And where's that located?
It's at the Mother Kathleen Library at Holy Trinity, which I think is on 4th Street. I went up earlier today to have a look. It was just up from Rainbow Whole Foods.
All right. Back to the piece you just read us. How putting words in their place, and I've seen this described with your writing, is writing for a sense of place. Either can you use an example for that or talk a little bit about how you find place with your words?
Yeah. I mean, that poem was inspired, as I say, by the people I was meeting, but also a journey. I did a 10-mile cross-country ski to a cabin and then came out the next day. So a lot of what I write about comes from personal experience, but then and the places I am, but they very much become their own thing after a while. So they become like stories for me. And I don't know if that's because I write fiction as well, but I always sort of end up sort of they're not so much about me. They're about characters in those different settings.
All right.
Yeah.
I saw you also have your novel with you, Worry Stones.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make that choice with an idea or a story? Is this going to be a poem or is this going to be a novel?
Yeah, it's a very good question, and I wish I had a really easy, succinct answer for you. I it's just a feeling. A lot of what I write is just feels like intuition. And sometimes, yeah, I'll get an idea and it feels sort of too long and maybe complicated and too many characters to fit into a poem. And then that would become something like a short story or a novel, whereas something might be maybe a more abstract experience that seems to work into a poem. But really, I can't really answer that question very well. It just comes out in one way or another. Occasionally, I've had a poem change into a short story or vice versa, but it's unusual for that to happen.
Thinking about tonight's writing class, who should come? Who's the same dad?
Well, it's actually aimed at everybody. So even if you've never ever written before, or if you've written lots and you just want to get together with other writers, everyone's really welcome. I've sort of designed it so that we get to do some writing, you know, on the spot, and then we're also going to look at some poems and chat about those as well. So absolutely anybody is welcome, however much or little experience you have.
And then looking to tomorrow, you're also giving a reading and craft talk. This is out at UAS in Egan, room 221 at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Who's invited to that?
That is for absolutely everybody as well, absolutely. And I believe that's a free event. You do have to pay for the workshop tonight, but that tomorrow night is free, so please do come, yes.
And again, if you're interested in tonight's writing class, that's from 6 to 9 at Holy Trinity, you said?
Yeah, that's right.
And to check out, see if there's still room, go to 49writers.org/JoannaLillyClass. Is that a good way to do it?
I believe so. It sounds about right, yes.
thinking about Worry Stones is your latest novel, is
that
right?
That's right, yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I will. Well, it's my only novel, my first novel, and it's an absolute miracle for me. I started writing it 17 years ago. I've been trying to write a novel since my 20s, which is quite a long time ago. I know I'm on the radio, but anyway. So it's an absolute dream of mine to be able to publish a novel, and I'm very grateful to the publisher, Ronsdale Press in Vancouver, who saw the potential and helped me work with it. And it just came out a few weeks ago. So,
tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of place in that, too. It starts off the main character, Jenny. She's a studying artists in Iqaluit, which is northeast Canada. And she's from the UK, so she's doing her PhD research, and she gets an email from her sister telling her their mother has had a stroke. She hasn't, though, seen her mother for 8 years since her mother and father joined a religious commune. So Jenny has to decide whether to go back and sort of mend fences or not. So, yeah.
Okay. Thinking about tonight's writing class, what are a couple of your favorite pieces of advice to share with aspiring writers?
Well, you have some very good questions. I think if you want to be a writer, you just write and try not to worry about what anyone's going to think of it. Just write for yourself. And what I like to do, and we'll be hopefully doing a bit of this tonight, is just write without thinking as much as possible. Stream of consciousness and just get all the notes down. And I find that really empties out all those thoughts about, you know, buying groceries and paying bills and so on. And then if you keep doing that as a regular thing, then eventually you kind of get to the writing and the things that will come out. And then it's the magic happens, which is why I think I'm quite addicted to writing. Yeah.
You can meet Joanna Lilly tonight at her writing class. It's from 6 to 9, and it's up at Holy Trinity. 49writers.org to see if there's still room. And then tomorrow, even if tonight is full, you can see her for free at Egan Room 221, the Reading and Craft Talk. Where can we find you online?
JoannaLilly.com. So Joanna, J-O-A-N-N-A, Lilly is L-I-L-L-E-Y.com.
Well, it's great to have you in town. You're not far. White horse. So.
Not really. It's true. As the crow flies, absolutely. And it was a fantastic ferry journey down here last night.
Well, it's great to have you here. Is there anything we're missing or anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
I don't think so. I'm just really love to meet some fellow writers and readers, too, who would like to come along tonight or tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry, I was never good like you. Stood on my chest and kept me down. Hated hearing my name on the lips of a crowd. Did my best to exist just for you. Bet you rue the day you kissed a rider in the dark. Bet you rue the day you kissed a rider in the dark.